Good morning. I know it's a little rainy, it's a little breezy, but you know what? It's a great morning whenever we have the Daybreak Rotary in for our community connection. And Keith, you brought a very, very important person today, did you?
We did. We brought our good friend, Raja Jan, who has started a girls' school in Afghanistan that we support. So.
Raja, welcome and welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
You undertook something rather incredible, and it still stands as something rather incredible today. Please tell us about your cause in your school.
Well, about 14 years ago, I'm an Afghan, native Afghan, that came in the 70s to U.S. and studied here and lived here and had a good life, and then really couldn't go back after the Russian invasion, and then when Taliban came, and the first time that I could go after 40 years was in 2002. Wow. January of 2002. And when I went back, what I saw there was terrible. The women were treated so badly, and everywhere that I went, if I gave a gift to a boy and a girl in a village, the boy would snatch it, no matter what it was. And if the girl didn't give, he would beat her up. So I was, you know, running after these kids, these boys. And I said, well, let's do something that the girls will have the upper hand. And how can you have an upper hand if you only way is really to give them education and self-respect and a place in the society so they can really fight their fight. And that's what 14 years ago I built a small girls' school with 101 students and in a small village. And today we have close to 800 students. We had 8 graduating classes, about close to 200 students that graduated from high school. And most of them are really working and supporting their families now. We had an institute that we built for girls that finished their high school. Still, they were not allowed to leave the village, so we have a program for them as a midwife. And we graduated about 40 students so far. And so they can help the community. And the woman had such a great problem with childbirth, and 40% of women dying giving childbirth, and also a child wouldn't live more than 6 months, would be born with complications. And so I think that has changed tremendously in those areas. And then a lot of my students have gone to Kabul University. Some of my students went to American University. And also, some are doing medical training in Turkey and Lebanon. So I think I tried to give them, make a way for them to have opportunity to really continue their journey and become something. Right now, after 14 years, I have about 11 or 12 of my teachers that were my graduates from my school, yes. So I think, and they are fully qualified. And I think they are much better teachers than any other teachers we have. Because they know how to, they are so familiar with our system and how to teach. And so I think it's such a great, it's a dream that I thought that was really impossible under the circumstances with the families and with the community. Mm-hmm. But right now, people are really very much eager to allow their kids to go to school. We have about 300 kindergarten students waiting list.
Wow.
So we just built a brand new primary school, which has 37 classrooms. With auditorium and library and gym, and so hopefully next this March we will have at least 150 kindergartner. Usually we have about 60, 65 students, but we will double it this year. So all the kids, whoever wants to come to school, they can. And to tell you, you know, just before I was there till end of June, and just before I was leaving, a young man came. He was really very kind of sad, and he had a little piece of paper in his hand, and I said, well, I'm so sorry if you have brought somebody to be admitted right now. We really don't have any room. And he looked at me and he said, no. I'm a soldier. I have to go somewhere. God knows where they're going to send me. And I might not return. And I have a two-month-old child, a little girl. And I want to put her name for 2026. So if I don't show up, please keep in mind that she should go to school. And I wrote and I started that list of 2026 with that little girl's name.
Right there at the head of the class.
Yes. So I think it's something that they do realize. I think for centuries all over the world, I think a woman is the one that runs the school, I mean the house. A woman is the one who really is behind a president to how to run a country. Mm-hmm. Otherwise they fail. So I think it's women has great potential in the world, and I want to give them the same opportunity in Afghanistan, which is really, it's very unfortunate. But again, under all these circumstances, I'm really very happy that my girls are allowed to come to school, and which was impossible 26 years ago when Taliban came. All they did is, you know, kill the women and maim them. But now things have changed. I think it's a new generation of Taliban. I think they are a little more educated, and they know that they cannot be brutal and run a country. They have to be civilized. They have to respect the woman. And I think they are learning their lesson. It's a chaos, but I think something good is coming out of that chaos, that we can still educate these girls. And that is my really goal. I don't care about the politics. We will accommodate everybody if just to allow the girls to go to school and get education.
That is just incredible. Now, we're going to do a little something this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith, the Daybreak Rotary is going to help out with Raja's school.
We are. Raja, I mean, we've been supporter of Raja almost from the beginning, about 2008. Yeah. So, I don't, Raja, do you know how many times have you come to Bartlesville? Half a dozen at least?
Yes.
So, we are longtime supporters and lovers of Raja and her cause. I mean, how could you not be? Mm-hmm. So we are having another fundraiser this Friday, and it's a casino night. It'll be held out at Timber Oaks Event Venue. We're just 1 mile west of the airport on Highway 60.
Very nice venue, folks.
Beautiful.
Thank you. The tickets are only $50. You get food and drink for that, plus $500 worth of chips to play with. So, it'll be a fun night. Feel free to come out. You can buy tickets ahead of time at our website, BartlesvilleDaybreakRotary.org, .com. And then we will take your tickets at the door as well. So,
now, Raja, I understand the last time you came to Casino Night, you got very lucky.
I did. I got all the chips. I don't know why. And I've never played any. I've never gambled in my life. But I don't know. I just, I think I beat everybody up.
Could you bless my lottery ticket? No, I'm only kidding. But this is going to be great. The Daybreak Rotary has been along with the school for how many years did you say?
Since 2008.
Since 2008. Yeah. Wow. That is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. And once again, that is coming up this weekend. And it's your way not only to visit with friends and have fun, but also meet Raja and learn more about her school.
Well, and I have to say, you know, Raja has had the pleasure of meeting some very influential people. I mean, she has been in meetings with Laura Bush, Michelle Obama. She is a CNN hero. And so last night, one of the high school journalism students were with us, mm-hmm. and asked Raja, said, you've been everywhere, done all these things, and met all these people. Why are you in Bartlesville? I'll let her answer that.
Well, I think it's just that we have such great support from here. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't have been really doing what we are doing without their help. I mean, Rotary clubs all over the world, they are amazing. And they are, you know, the motto of a Rotarian is service above self. And that really explains everything. And I think when I'm here, this is what I see. Mm-hmm. They are trying to help without any hesitation. They are going full gear, and they don't have to, but I think they have such a great passion for that school and for the girls, and they're such a great supporter of us. And what they have committed is that in the new primary school, there will be a classroom by the name of this Rotary Club, that they are going to furnish it completely for us. So I think it's a great challenge, and you don't have to be a Rotarian. You have to be a kind human being, and really think of those girls that we are trying so hard to keep them on, you know, on the, at least give them education and give them that opportunity to have a better life. And we need really all the help we can. And every penny that you give goes 100% to the cause. There are no strings attached to, or no expenses otherwise.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, this was something that came not only as a act of conscience, but also an act of heart and soul.
Absolutely.
So this is everything. This is everything. And, you know, people of the world appreciate you for this.
Well, we try, you know, it's just... And you know that you can't clap with one hand. You have to have many other hands mm-hmm. to clap together, and one person can't do it. You have to have good people around you and supportive people, and I do have. Otherwise, I couldn't have done anything.
Well, you got the Daybreak Rotary
absolutely.
Right here in Bartlesville.
Absolutely.
As many of those hands to help out. And once again, let's tell everyone where they can purchase their tickets and, of course, everything about the event coming up out there
sure.
at Timber Oaks.
Yeah, it's Friday night. It'll be from 6:30 to 9 o'clock at Timber Oaks Event Venue, 1 mile west of the airport, and $50 per ticket. Mm-hmm. And you can get tickets at the door, or you can get them at BartlesvilleDaybreakRotary.com.
There we go. We got that straightened out. Folks are going, where did he put me now? But anyway, we will see everyone out there. This is going to be a great night. And I understand
you.
The weather is going to be beautiful, clear
perfect.
Skies.
Yes.
And
wonderful.
It'll be a little chilly, but that's okay.
We can
take chili. He's got a huge fireplace
beautiful,
out there.
Beautiful, yes.
It is. I want to thank you both for coming in today.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Very welcome.
All righty. And folks, if you missed part of our interview today, you can always catch it on Facebook. It's on the video. We also have a podcast that we'll be putting up on our website. And look for a little bit of a news story coming out on our website as well. Again, thank you very, very much for being on Community Connection.